Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John Frank Ragnow, retiring. We talked about it yesterday. We threw out a poll question to start the show today. Want to revisit this. The biggest concern you have for the Detroit Lions on the heels of the Ragnow news, is it the pass rush? Is it the coordinators? Is it replacing Ragnow, or is it other? And you can fill in that blank.
For me, it's coordinators, because I think there are a lot of deficiencies, which we saw last year with Aaron Glenn in the defense. There are certain ways that you can call defenses, you can construct a game plan to cover up deficiencies that you have. And that's going to be what it is for Calvin Shepard. How does he create pass rush outside of Aiden Hutchinson? Some of it's blitzes. Some of it's coverage. Some of it is just being creative in matchups that you are able to create or try to create in the game plan. And then on offense, yeah, there's a huge concern about who the interior three linemen are going to be. Where are they going to be placed? How are they going to produce? If you got two, in essence, rookies, how are they going to perform? Well, then it comes down to coaching, coordinators. How are they going to call these games? What is the script going to be to start the game to give these guys a little bit of confidence? How much are they going to run the ball? How much play action? All of those things can give an advantage to a young interior offensive line or young players anywhere. And it's about trying to coach the roster that you have. And if Frank's not going to be there, you're no longer coaching with an all-pro center. And I get the concern about who's going to play that center position. At that point, it comes down to game plan. How are you going to coach to your strengths, cover up your weaknesses, and still go out there and be a top 10, top 5 offense?
Like, I would agree it puts more of an emphasis on the coordinators doing a good job. But the issue is they're not going to have as many favorable matchups if they lose up front. Like, so much of being a great coordinator is having great matchups to exploit. It sure helps when you got the Jimmies and the Joes to make the X's and the O's come together. If you have to hold guys' hands and send extra guys to help at the line of scrimmage, tight ends and running backs chipping, those are less guys in routes. You're neutering some of your offense because you have to help your offensive line. Suddenly the strength of this team is now something that I have to hold their hand.
Yeah,
the
but
biggest
you
issue
have the
is
awareness.
Replacing Frank Ragnow.
You got to have the awareness to neuter your offense.
Right.
But you got to have the awareness that, hey, I can't expect the center to hold up one-on-one with Chris Jones.
Issue then. The biggest issue is that I have to jump through more hoops now as a play caller because I don't have Frank Ragnow.
All right, so this is the chicken or the egg conversation.
Yes.
And yes, it needs to be a concern for the coordinator, but the coordinator could call some term protection so that you get guys in an advantageous position so that they're at the snap of the ball, they have an advantage if they end up blocking one-on-one, because that rusher goes to the gap that I'm stepping to. If they come away, I don't have to adjust. I've got somebody coming behind me.
But what you're saying is, because they don't have Frank Ragnow, I don't get as many routes for Laporta and Gibbs. That's the big issue.
It doesn't mean that.
That's a bigger... Well, I'm going to have to use them to help more often, right? I got to help this offensive line with six-man protections.
Oh, you can help them with Brock Wright.
You get
and
my
still
point,
get
though.
Those guys out in routes. You can still hand the ball, which I hope they do early, often, and all the time to Jahmyr Gibbs. Being able to run block in the NFL is a skill that is easier learned, easier executed than pass blocking.
The choices on our poll question, replacing the coordinators, improving your pass rush, replacing Frank Ragnow, or other, 248-539-9797. As much time as we've talked coordinators and the angst, as much time as we've spent talking about pass rush and what are they going to do, is they're going to find Aiden a buddy. To me, it's replacing Ragnow, and 59% of people this morning have made that, elevated that to their biggest concern with the Lions now.
Some of that might be recency bias. Some of it's the unknown of what are they going to go out and get a Brandon Scherff? Are they going to go out and try and get a Will Hernandez? I mean, Brandon Scherff is a four-time Pro Bowler. Now, I don't know how beat up he is. I'm not sure the level of play that he still has or you know what he still has left in the tank.
Last a Pro Bowler in 2021, so it's been a few seasons.
It's been a few seasons, but it's not like he's gone from a Pro Bowler to, oh, he's terrible.
Doesn't have a job right now.
He doesn't have a job right now, but some of that also could be his decision.
His demands financially.
Yeah. Well, financially and just waiting for an opportunity. If he's not going to go to the Bears right now because they have upgraded the interior of their offensive line and start. He's looking for a place to start.
A couple other submissions. One of them said the schedule was still the biggest concern. That's from Don.
Sure.
Dave says staying healthy remains his biggest concern for this football team. And some of that is you have less depth.
Yeah.
I think some of that's also the house of horrors that last year was and some PTSD. And Dan on Twitter says, Goff. Goff is the biggest concern. He will struggle without Ben Johnson.
I don't have that same concern. And I know it's on the heels of he had a terrible game against Washington, but when you look at the numbers that he had over the last 2 years, he was damn good.
I would worry about Goff not because they lost Ben Johnson. I would worry about Jared Goff because he may get pressured up the middle more frequently.
May.
It's worried for a different reason.
May. But then it's about what type of protections are you calling. And okay, I know that I use my experience in this quite a bit. When I was a rookie starting at right tackle, in my first, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 games, first half of the season, Norv Turner, who was our head coach, also calling the plays, didn't put me in position to be one-on-one. There was always a tight end. There was always, you construct motions, formations, personnel groups so that you can predict the defense that you're going to get. It's not always, it's not 100%, but you can put them in position to be successful. He put me in position to be successful until I got that experience, until I was able to build my skill set enough to the NFL level that the second half of the year, there were times where I was one-on-one. They could do the same thing for that, and it's easier to do for the interior line.
Because you could help from a variety of spots.
Now, if the conversation was, instead of losing and Frank retiring, it was Penei Sewell, all pro guy, Pro Bowl guy, then I would have more concerns because it's harder to give assistance on the edge
on an
than it is in the middle.
You're more on an island.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We got some phone calls and ticket text. Is Ragnow your biggest concern, replacing him, your biggest concern for the Lions in their pursuit of a Super Bowl? Or is it the things we've previously discussed? Coordinators, schedule, defense, pass rush. You let us know. And then I'll explain why my alarm went off right before the update. Let's get to Nate Lavonia. Nate, what's up?
Hey, guys. I understand everyone's concerned with Ragnow leaving. But that being said, I kind of compare this to the Eagles when they lost Kelce and replaced him with Juergens. You know, they still had Johnson and Mailata on the ends, but, you know, I think we still have great linemen in Sewell and Decker and some interior linemen that can help pick up the pace for Ragnow. So my main concern is still the new coordinators.
But we don't have Landon Dickerson, right? If we had kept Zeitler, you could maybe make a better comparison. We're replacing a veteran in Zeitler and Frank Ragnow, where the Eagles had an all-pro, all-world guard. We don't have that up, you know, to help fill in at center. And Juergens had started 11 games the year before.
Was Zeitler a Pro Bowler last year?
No, but he's a highly productive player.
Sure.
A highly productive veteran player that they are replacing. So you don't even have that to help. And then you may be dropping in a player who's not as good as Cam Juergens, certainly not as proven as Cam Juergens.
There is a world where Zeitler, yes, you can't replace that experience. They're not going to have anything to replace that experience. But in term, I mean, at 11, 12 years, you become a little bit more limited. You lose a step. And you make that up because of what you know and the experience that you have and the anticipation that you have. But whether it's Mahogany or it's Ratledge, you may have a better physical player than you had last year.
Ticket texters. Eagle won the Super Bowl. Eagles won the Super Bowl after their all-pro center retired. Stoutland is the best O-line coach, but Hank Fraley is right there too. Pass rush remains my biggest concern. That's DT in a pickup truck.
I think there needs to be a lot that is said about having Hank Fraley as your offensive line coach. We've seen him develop offensive linemen to be productive in this league. Glad that he's here and not a coordinator somewhere else.
Texter says the notes are out on Goff. He's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback, and the O-line has to be the very best in the NFL for them to get to the Super Bowl. Now it's my biggest concern by far. Yesterday, we phrased it like this. If they don't have a top 10 offensive line, they're not winning the Super Bowl. And I would shout that from the rooftop. I think the way this roster is built, the strength of this football team is predicated on having a quality offensive line. Do I think they have to be number one? No. But they have to be at least a top 10 unit. And I can't confidently tell you they will be right now.
No,
so that's
going
my
into the season, going into the season, no.
Yeah.
By the end of the season, yeah, they need to be a top 10, and they can be.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.